When the Arab uprisings began, they took University of Michigan Islamic art professor Christiane Gruber by surprise. But as she watched events unfold, especially in Egypt, she began to focus on one aspect.
I was fascinated as I was following it live, especially what was happening in Tahrir, by the extent to which the demonstrations were being articulated through all of these creative media, in particular through arts and through humor.
Expressions of protest have fascinated Gruber for decades.
The arts play a really critical role in expressions of politics, and that oftentimes when humans communicate to one another, especially in large public settings like the streets or squares, they don't just use language. They use art forms, they use very poignant images, they use repeated slogans.
Gruber says many of the slogans chanted in the streets from Tunis to Tahrir Square and beyond are themselves artistic expressions.
When you chant them over and over again, it's almost like you're mimicking a heartbeat. And I've seen this quite a bit in the streets of Istanbul as well. So I can personally attest to sort of the emotive resonance that some of these might have.
That poetic rhythm weaves itself through the Creative Dissent exhibit Gruber curated at the Arab American Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. The slogans join photographs of key moments during the uprisings and stand next to carefully crafted images that take aim at leaders accused of oppression. Gruber says her biggest challenge was the lack of original material.
Curators tend to work with art objects, and there are more traditional methods of exhibiting materials. And these are not art objects. Most of the materials are large-scale reproductions of digital images.
Which, Gruber points out, has changed the audience for many protest artists. Before the availability of digital technology and instant dissemination, some of this artwork might never have been seen beyond their original location.
And I think without these other media, we wouldn't be able to have a show because we're bringing together, you know, Facebook platforms, puppet shows, which are really in theaters, the chants, which are in the streets. So we're trying to really give an idea of that really complex intersection between what's happening out in the public, what's happening online, what's happening through live stream media. So it was a bit challenging to sort of capture that chaos in a structured environment.
That structured environment began as a symposium and grew into an exhibit now on display at the Arab American Museum. Gruber is working with the museum to take the exhibit on the road after it ends here in late February. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Dearborn, Michigan.